This is Digital Story Podcast number 817, November 16th, 2021. Today's theme is, So, How Did It Go? I'm Derek Story. When you've been away from them for a while, it's easy to forget the joy of an in-person workshop. That is, until you're all gathered there in a parking lot at a beautiful location, getting your gear together for a short hike and shoot. Then it all comes roaring back. This week, we're going to look at the adjustments required and the resulting rewards of a physical workshop, and look ahead to 2022. I hope you enjoy the show. I rolled into Florence, Oregon about 5 p.m. the night before our event began. I had the VW packed with food for breakfast and lunches for the first couple days, plus my outdoor gear and, of course, a few cameras. Our headquarters had a great kitchen with a large island that we used to prepare and pack our lunches each day before heading out to the location that was on the agenda. In order to keep everyone safe as possible, we had to wear masks when entering HQ and working in the kitchen. The first order of business was to wash hands every time you came through the door. If you were closer than 6 feet to another indoors, masks were required, including for all car rides. I know this sounds like a lot, but it was easy, especially compared to what we got to do together. We shared breakfast every morning at HQ, ate our sack lunches in the field during our shoots, and even had a dinner bash on Thursday night with food provided by Moe's Seafood and Chowder there in Florence, Oregon. And yes, the chowder was delicious. We had rain every day, but we were totally prepared for it, and the result was dramatic photography that we shared with one another during our final presentations. For vehicles, we had a Toyota RAV4, a Nissan Rogue, and the VW ID4, and people took turns riding in the different cars. So this is just a brief overview of what we experienced there in Florence. Now, here's the thing, and this is, I think, such an important item to note, which is, yes, we did have rain. I mean, it didn't rain the whole time every day, but there was rain during the day every day, and we had wind as well. But it's so different when you're ready for it. You know what I mean? When you're ready for it. In fact, we had a couple people who were preparing for even more adventuresome trips and using this workshop to test their gear, which was really fun. And so what happens is when everyone is prepared for the weather, then you just go out and embrace it. And that's exactly what we did. I have to tell you, I would rather have, you know, the active skies and the tumultuous ocean and all the stuff that we had, rather than just like a calm, flat ocean and blue skies with nothing in them. That is what is difficult. When you have the sky changing every moment and the sea crashing against these rocks and all the stuff that was going on, I mean, you just like go, okay, I'm going to look over here and shoot this, and then I'm going to look over here and shoot this, and then I'm going to turn around behind me and get that. I mean, it was just like that. And if you were ready for a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind, and managing your gear, staying nice and comfortable, which everyone appeared to do, then suddenly you are in a visual candy store. And that's exactly what we got to experience in Florence, Oregon. Now, as Scott and I would get together each night, Scott Davenport, who was the co-leader for this workshop and who did a fantastic job planning all the location shoots, as we got together every evening, he'd go, oh, you know, I wish we didn't have quite so much weather. And I totally hear what he's saying because, you know, his drive was to have, you know, the best experience, the best shooting experience for each participant, something that I was totally on board with as well. But the fact of the matter is that regardless of what we got, we were in a location where honestly, weather, you know, was just part of the shoot. Weather was part of the excitement. And as we were talking among ourselves, one of the interesting things that came up was, yeah, if you're at home and you're sitting inside, you're having a cup of coffee, and you have this weather outside, you're probably not going to go out and shoot in it, right? You're probably just going to say, yeah, I'm going to wait until things clear up a little bit. But when you're on a workshop, especially on a workshop somewhere as exciting as the Oregon coast, then that's a whole different thing. You are motivated to go out there and embrace the weather and get the shots that you want. And you see the people around you ready to go, and then you're ready to go. And this is just one of the things about a workshop, you know, that I'm remembering as I think back to when we used to get to do these physical things. And now, I know it wasn't that long ago, but honestly, it feels like it was that long ago before we got to do something like what we're doing right now. You see other people around you ready to go, embracing the elements, you know, out there, you know, expressing their creativity, trying things. And then you go, I want to do that too. I want to do that too. I want to be part of that excitement. And then suddenly all of us have this momentum that's just pushing us all forward, momentum that we create together. And I think that allows us to reach a little farther than we would by ourselves. There's something about team sports that often brings out the best in the individual players. And this was a perfect example. Now, I knew when we got to presentation day that we were going to have good pictures to look at. You know, you just know. I mean, you see the work going on there during the labs, during the workshop. So you see people working on stuff and you go, wow, that's pretty good. Or they'll show you this or they'll show you that. And you just have a feel for what is coming up. But I think even thinking that we were going to have a good show, I was still impressed by the creativity and the, you know, just artistic ability of the photographers in this particular workshop to, you know, go beyond what they would have done by themselves. Now, at this point, you may be thinking, well, of course, you know, you probably got a bunch of very experienced photographers. Well, some of them were very experienced. And then some of them, this was their first workshop. This was their first workshop, and they primarily shoot with an iPhone, but, you know, they had, of course, they had a mirrorless camera as well, and bouncing back and forth between the two devices, not using sophisticated software to process their images. So it isn't the fact that you have to be experienced or super knowledgeable in order to participate in this event. What seems to happen is no matter what level you're at, you get caught up in this and you stretch a little more. And so, yes, some of the presentations were like this professional level top drawer. Some of them were just fun and entertaining, but they were all enjoyable and they were all good, regardless of what level the person was at when he or she came to the workshop. And I love this part of workshops where people coming together, working together, and stretching a little further than they would by themselves. So now, I think what would be interesting is just to hear a little bit from some of our workshop members. And so what I did was, after we finished final presentations, I gathered together. We had two Inner Circle members as part of this workshop. Dave and Michael were both there. Thank you both, Dave and Michael, for being Inner Circle member and supporting this community. And then we had some new folks that I had never met before, Cindy and Bill, and then Scott Davenport, of course, joined us. And we just have this quick little recap that's just a few minutes, but I think it's fun to hear from them as well as my recap. So I'm going to turn the mic over to our workshop participants right now, and then I'll hop back in afterward. All right, so I'm standing here with 5 of our workshop members. So a number of things. We have been through rain, we have been through wind. Just quickly, I'm going to start with you, David. You survived this workshop, and you produced some great pictures. How was the experience for you?
The experience was fantastic. We got to great locations. We worked around the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the weather to, I think, enhance our shots, and got some great feedback, not only from you, Derek, and from Scott, from the other seven people in the workshop as well.
Yeah, I thought the conversations were pretty good, pretty good. And Michael, you used this opportunity to try some different techniques.
Yeah, I did. It was fun to take each location and figure out what sense you had about the location, and then try to express that in the technique you used.
Right.
So that was fun for me, especially since I was at the Humboldt workshop, and it was in a way continuous with that. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's almost like an extension for you, wasn't it, in a way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was from the forest in the Redwoods to the forest here, and then the variety of other environments. It was a lot of fun.
That's cool. And Sydney, this is your first workshop.
Yes, and I was very impressed. I don't have anything to compare it to, but I feel that I've learned a lot, and there are a lot of pictures in my computer right now that now I know they're not good.
Oh, no!
Or I need to work on them in some way. But yes, Scott and Derek were wonderful leaders.
I just want to add that Cindy had a very good show at presentation, so don't let her lowball you on this. And Bill, this is the first time I got to work with you.
Yes, it was great. But what was interesting was the way we could work with the weather to take photos at places that are well known, but under the conditions, we had to work with that, and I think it all went very well.
Nice, nice. And Scott Davenport, who was the co-facilitator of this workshop. I'm not going to put you on the spot, Scott.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's not easy to say right now. But I think we should do another workshop someday.
I think we should too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you just heard everyone say what was really fun is, we had weather, but we worked with it, you know, kind of embracing the conditions that you get from nature and turning it to as much of an advantage as you can.
Yes.
And the show, you know, illustrated that clearly.
Yeah. It was a fun show.
So you did put me on the spot, but we'll talk, and I think some agreement and arrangement could be made, yes.
I feel like he has a few things he wants to negotiate. I don't know. I'm just sort of feeling that right now. All right. So the other thing I wanted to bring up, because Bill, Michael, Dave, and Cindy all rode in the VW ID4,
yes.
And Scott did.
I did as well.
On a
yes.
separate trip on the food run. So, gentlemen and gentlewomen, what's the verdict? Does this thing cut mustard for what we're doing, or let's talk about it?
The best thing about it is the sound it makes when you're standing outside.
Yes,
it sounds like a Star Wars ship landing. It is super cool.
Now, Cindy had a little bit of a beef with the back seat, right?
I felt it was a little uncomfortable, but there was a cover over the seat,
yes.
which perhaps prevented some of the cushioning coming through.
You did miss the cushiness because of the very rigid seat cover, but the back seat is important on these things because we're carrying around four or five people. There is a plus to the back seat, though, which is
the sunroof. It is spectacular.
Yeah.
It's like
you're
under it's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Well, there's plenty of leg space even in the rear. I'm pretty tall. As well as the space for the gear in the back is.
That's right. We had enough cargo in what I now understand is the boot area.
The hatch was good size.
Yeah.
The car was very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, Derek showed off the acceleration by pulling out of the vehicle.
Wait, you said
so
we weren't
going to
talk about that. Well, good. Well, I just want to thank everyone for, contributing not only picture-wise, but just enjoyment-wise. It's a pleasure hanging out with all of you, and I hope we get to do this again before too long.
Right.
Cheers.
All right.
Cheers.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. Oh, by the way, on our Facebook page, Kim Peterson added, it was an awesome workshop, awesome fellowship, and awesome to be tested by the elements. I could not agree more with everyone. So anyway, so that gives you a little bit of feel for how this went, this experience that we just had. Now, as I think about this event afterwards, the thing that really jumps out at me is how much I miss working with others in person. And I felt this all during the workshop. Every night when I was thinking about the day, you know, it was really about, oh, you know, Kim said this, Cindy said that, you know, Dave, you know, pulled this trick out of his bag of tricks, you know, that kind of thing. And now that we have this one under our belts, and I think Scott and I, you know, really got a good feel for what it takes to do a physical workshop in this really new age of social interaction, I feel quite confidently that I'm ready to go for 2022, adding physical workshops back into the mix. So I have a little preview right now that I'm going to share with you, but I'm going to have the finalized workshop schedule ready by December. So I have just a couple notes right now because this is all in progress. Okay, this is all in progress right now. But here's what we're looking at the moment. So Humboldt Redwoods, which is one of my favorite workshops that we do, that's going to be in April 2022, and that's a go. So that one, we're going to do it. The facility is set up so that we can do it safely and cleanly. The environment is just fantastic. It wasn't touched by any natural disaster during the California wildfire season, all of that. So Humboldt Redwoods, April 22, that's going to be on the schedule. Now, Lawson Volcanic Park, that is scheduled for July, that's going to be replaced with another physical workshop. And the reason is the extensive fire damage that happened to that area during the wildfire season. Now, I had a long talk before I left for this workshop with Susie Powell, who is our coordinator in that area. And she has a cabin up there at Lake Almanor. And we talked about it and talked about it. And really, we're just trying to be very honest with one another about what it would take to provide the kind of workshop experience that we want people to have. And there are just too many damaged areas, too many places that we were going to go that we can't go to, or really damaged areas that we'd have to go through to get to somewhere that, you know, was in reasonable good shape. And all in all, we just felt like that it wasn't going to be the experience that we wanted for our participants. I mean, if you're traveling from, you know, halfway across the U.S., or if you're flying in from somewhere else or doing all that, you really do deserve to have the best workshop experience that we can put together, at least going into it. So we're going to replace that workshop with another workshop, and that is going to be one of the things that will be revealed when I announce the workshop season for 2022. In December. So Lassen Volcanic Park in July is going to be replaced. Now, Oregon Coast, a revisit to Oregon Coast in November or October 2022, that is likely going to happen. Now, I don't have the details on that yet. I don't have it finalized by any stretch of the imagination, but it looks like it's going to happen, and it looks like that we're going to go to a different area on the Oregon coast as well. So that's going to be fun. So this time we were located in Florence. I think we're going to move down to some of the areas a little further south in the state, which is also spectacular. So stay tuned for that. That one is not confirmed yet, but I have a very good feeling about it, and it will be confirmed one way or another in December. Now, I'm also thinking of adding one more physical event in 2022, and I'm going to turn to our Patreon members to help us with that. So, Patreon members, be on the lookout over the next few days for a post that's going to allow you to suggest a location that you think would be good for a physical event for our TDS community. And Patreon members, by the way, were the ones who suggested the Oregon coast that we just completed. That came from Patreon members. I got that idea from them, And then I went to Scott Davenport and said, Scott, you're the guy in this area. Will you partner with me and do this workshop? Scott agreed. And then we just put it together from there. So that original idea came from Patreon members. And I'm going to go back to that well and see what they think for maybe a fourth workshop for 2022 or a good replacement workshop for Lassen Volcanic Park in July of 2022. And again, our Patreon members are just fantastic at helping this community, you know, move forward in all sorts of different areas, workshops being one of them. Now, we're also going to maintain a full slate of online events in 2022. And, you know, these are terrific, especially for people that maybe can't travel and attend a physical workshop, but they still want to be part of the workshop community. They still want to hang out with other people and do all that stuff. We've had wonderful success with the online workshops in 2021, and we're going to keep that going. So what I'm going to do is update that schedule for 2022. That's going to be part of what we do in December. So we'll have some new workshops added, new online workshops added. We're going to do some of the workshops that have just been wildly successful. We're going to do another infrared workshop. We're going to do another black and white workshop. And I have some great surprises for you as well. So online workshops are here to stay, and we're going to have a very tempting lineup of online workshops, and hopefully we can pull you into one or two of those as well. So I'm really excited about the prospects of the coming year for our photography community, because it's going to be this balance of physical workshops and online workshops. And I want to get as many people as possible involved in these because they're exhilarating and they help you get better as a photographer. And they're just fun. They're just fun. So thank you, everyone who contributed to this great week we just had in Florence, Oregon. Thank you, Scott Davenport, for being such a great co-leader of the workshop. He just did a bang-up job from day one all the way through. And I'm totally looking forward to doing more of this in 2022. I hope to see you at least one of these events. Nikon's new firmware updates for its Z50, Z5, Z6, and Z7 cameras improve AF performance. And you can read the entire article on DP Review. I'm going to touch on a little bit of it right now. Nikon has released minor firmware updates for nearly its entire Z-mount mirrorless camera lineup. The Nikon Z6 and Z7 receive firmware version 3.4, while the Z5 and Z50 receive firmware versions 1.2 and 2.2, respectively. Each of the firmware updates improve autofocus capabilities across the board, but the updates for the Z5 and Z50 aren't as substantial as those for the Z6 and Z7. For the Z5 and Z50, Nikon says both face and eye detection autofocus modes have been improved when using a flash unit. The Z6 and Z7 receive that improvement as well as improved eye detection performance when shooting with auto area AF or wide area AF, and an increased refresh rate for the focus point displayed in the EVF when using face/eye detection and subject tracking autofocus modes. All the firmware updates also add support for Nikon's new FTZ2 mount adapter and the Nikkor Z24-120 f4 IS lens. The updates are available to download today for their respective cameras. This is just another case where mirrorless cameras in particular receive these updates and continue to become better imaging devices than they were when we bought them. Nikon is on a bit of an uptake right now with the new camera release, the new flagship camera, and then continuing to improve its existing cameras and bring out lenses. I'm thrilled for Nikon fans for this, and I just love these firmware updates, not only from Nikon, but from all the camera companies. And I will continue to report on them so we all can get the most out of our devices as possible. where I have a little virtual camera club news. First of all, a big thanks to our Inner Circle members. As I mentioned earlier, we had two Inner Circle members join us for this workshop. And by the way, Inner Circle members for the workshop that we just did in Florence, Oregon, received a $100 discount for attending the workshop. So $100 discount off their fees. Now, you think about that they spent about half that much to be an Inner Circle member for all of 2021. And you can see what a good deal that works out to be. Inner Circle members for the 2022 lineup will receive discounts for both online and physical workshops. We're going to continue that through 2022. It's just one way that I can say thank you for their continued support. And in this case, we're talking about Dave and Michael, but we have many Inner Circle members join us for the online events as well. If you'd like to learn more about being an Inner Circle member, if you'd like to contribute to the direction of our photography community, both in terms of what we do and then supporting us as we go, just click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Nose around, see what you think, and then if you like what you see, please join us. This is a great group of artists, and thank you so much, Inner Circle members, for your support. Just want to mention my writing on Medium.com. It was funny. Before I left for Florence, I hadn't published anything on Medium for like 2 weeks because of just all the madness of finishing a title for LinkedIn Learning. I finished the Photos for macOS Monterey title before I left. It's in editing right now. I was getting ready for this big trip up to Oregon. And then I had a couple other major projects going, not to mention I still have clients. Yes. So I hadn't had a chance to write an article for Medium, which was really bumming me because I like to publish 2 to 3 of those a month. So I was sitting there really early one morning. I got up early, thinking about all this stuff. And I said, you know what? I really want to write about the return of Olympus because I've got a really good feeling about OM System and what's going to happen with them. So in a very short period of time, about a third of the amount of time that I usually spend on an article, I wrote this piece called The Return of Olympus and published it on Medium.com and felt pretty good about it. But like I said, it was more one of those cases where I just felt the need to have something up there. This was a topic that was on my mind, and I had very little time to work on it, and I just went for it. Well, funny thing is, that article has just taken off big time, not only within Medium.com, but outside of Medium.com. Its numbers are just terrific. And it just made me smile and made me think of this idea, like the old Nike slogan, sometimes just do it. Just do it, whether it's to go out and take pictures in adverse conditions or, you know, get an article posted, even though it's not ideal conditions that way either. But just put your mind to it. Do the very best you can and get it out there. And it's funny how often when I do that, I'm rewarded, you know, nicely, as I was with this article. I like writing for Medium.com. I think it's invigorating, and I tackle things that I don't tackle anywhere else on that site. If you're interested in reading those pieces, and I have almost 50 of them now, not quite 50, but just I think one or two shy of 50, then just go to Medium.com. Search on Derek's Story. You'll see my author's page and all the stuff going on. And if you like what you see, clap, you know, for one that you like, or even better yet, follow me. And, you know, I'm going to keep you entertained even when I've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. I'm still going to keep those articles coming, just like I do with the podcast. And finally, I want to give a big thanks to our friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. I have some stuff to print, not only at the workshop itself, but when I came back from the workshop, I had to go from the coast to inland in order to zip down I-5 to get back to the Bay Area. And that drive, I did it on purpose. I came back on Saturday morning. early on Saturday morning, I did that wonderful drive all through, was this fantastic landscape through the heart of Oregon there. And it was so hard not to stop all the time. I mean, I wanted, you know, to stay on track to get home, but so I ended up stopping for three shoots on that little jaunt. It was about a 50-mile jaunt from the coast to the inland route. I stopped three times, and I just love those shots. In fact, the shots that I got there, I like as much as the shots that I got during the workshop, which is, you know, again, another benefit of workshops. It gets you out into the world, not only during the workshop itself, but afterward or before, or however you do it. And a couple of those shots I want to make prints of. I definitely want to make prints of. I could tell when I was taking the picture, this is going to look so good on Arctic Polar Luster. See, this is what happens when you get into printing and how exciting it becomes. You even start thinking about the prints while you're taking the shots. And I have Red River Paper to thank for that. As I said, they're the longest running sponsored digital story. They have a tile on every page of the site, and they have a wonderful Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. Click on the tile, nose around, see what's going on their site, get some paper and do some prints, make some gifts this holiday season for those you love. I think they will be thankful to have something that you made with your own eyes and hands. And I know those images will look terrific on their paper. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the recap. I am going to get working on that new workshop lineup for 2022. And I have lots of good stuff for you next week. Come back and join me. Until then, stay safe, be creative. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.